all eyes in Australia were on our very first ever Olympic curling team, which, let's be honest, I think got a lot of us into curling in a way that we hadn't necessarily been before. If that was you, well, good news. It looks like there may indeed be a chance for some more Canberra Olympians coming up in the next Winter Games. Curling is coming to Canberra. The ACT Ice Sports Federation President, Tony Prescott, is here to tell us about it. Hi, Tony. How are you going?
I'm very well, thanks. Great to see curling on everyone's radar.
Well, and I mean, it's an addictive kind of a sport, I think. It draws you in.
I think add to that, of course, Tali and Dean's outstanding performance. I think it's, I heard someone express it as they've captured the hearts of the nation. I genuinely agree with that. I think there's going to be huge opportunities for curling growing across the nation. And of course, we do have plans to bring curling to Canberra as we hopefully get our new ice sports centre built in the next 2 years. We have grand plans to bring curling in and get it started as not just a recreational sport, but right up to the elite level. And already there's huge interest we're discovering with all the publicity that's been around curling. But we've actually discovered there's some pretty serious curling athletes already in Canberra looking for a place to play.
Really?
And so I think, yeah, absolutely. We've actually discovered one gentleman who has European roots, who's a former world bronze medalist in World Juniors in curling. So he's sitting here in Canberra ready to go. And we found ourselves a new head coach for a future ACT Curling Association. So incredibly exciting times. And we're very much looking forward to kicking curling off. And we think it will be a massive growth sport. We think, you know, people will flock to it. And of course, it's one of those sports, a little bit like lawn bowls, if you like, where we can see it becoming a real darling on the kind of the corporate Christmas circuit. Who wouldn't want to come down and have some lunch, a few drinks, and do some curling, potentially with a couple of Olympians? So pretty exciting stuff, actually.
Yeah. So what is your vision for this year? I mean, recreational, as you say, is there capacity to do like juniors? Do you think it will be possible to get people right up into that elite kind of level playing and training in Canberra?
Look, absolutely on all fronts. In fact, even there is a Paralympic version of curling called basically wheelchair curling. So we've got an eye to establishing all the disabled ice sports in Canberra as well. So, we're really keen to get curling started. It's been brought to our attention that there are a few good curlers, not just the gentleman I mentioned earlier here. So we think we've got the foundations there. We've been in talks with the Australian Curling Federation, who are also very keen to work with us to get curling started. And so we see a huge opportunity. As part of the plans for the new ice sports centre, we've been looking at all the specific needs of each of the ice sports. Currently, curling and speed skating aren't in Canberra, so we've been in consultations with them to factor in their specific needs for the future facility. And if all goes well, currently all the documents are with government, and we're anticipating, hopefully, a really big decision in the next couple of months. And we will start work towards getting some curling exhibitions going and some development camps. And hopefully by the time the new ice sports centre is established, we're ready to go.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Tony Prescott, because, of course, to bring curling to the ACT, presumably you need this new ice sports centre. You reckon you might have some really solid news on that in the next couple of months even?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, it's currently with government. So an expression of interest two-stage tender process was conducted by the ACT government. They identified a proponent, and he's completed all of his documentation. So that's currently back with government for the final decision. And as I said, if all should go well, we could have a decision in quarter two, I think. That's probably a little bit optimistic, but it's very possible. And with construction commencing this year, we're hoping for quarter three. So with that, we tend to think it's probably somewhere between 18 months to 2 year construction time. But we're very optimistic right now, and hopefully come 2024, we have an ice sports centre that's really state of the art, and I think will be a facility that will really capture the imagination of ice sports in Australia. The facility that we've been advocating for, in effect, will become a centre of excellence for ice sports across Australia. And something that we've been really big on is that we are really keen to bring in the elite level without question. But our focus is really on that grassroots junior development and trying to get as many kids into ice sports. I think there'll be huge opportunities for the kids and for mums and dads to get the kids involved. And then by bringing in the elite level, hopefully we can create pathways from beginner level and juniors right through to that elite international level across the various ice sports. So we think it's going to be incredibly exciting. We think this will be a massive development for ice sports in Australia.
And when you talk about ice sports, you also mentioned speed skating there. Would you be, I mean, if you get what you're looking for in this facility, the plans that are currently, you know, in play, would you be looking at short track and long track speed skating?
There's definitely short track. Long track's a whole different scenario. Long track, they skate on a 400-metre indoor oval. So you could imagine the size and scale of a long track. We don't actually have long track capabilities in Australia at all at the moment. So that's not on our radar for the moment. But certainly we're keen to accommodate short track speed skating and bring that in for the first time to Canberra, bring curling in. And, of course, we already have ice hockey, figure skating and ice dancing, and another sport called broomball, which isn't a skating sport, but they do play on ice. So we think the prospects are is to grow all of those sports. And you know, I think it's going to be an incredibly exciting time. I mean, I think Canberrans in particular like to try different things, and we see massive opportunities to grow these sports and establish everything from junior programs, school programs, vulnerable youth programs, and of course disabled athlete programs. So we think it's going to be an incredible time.